News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House hopes the killing of the top Hamas leader can lead to a ceasefire. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After word of Yahya Sinwar's death in Gaza, President Biden called Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and congratulated him on the elimination of the terrorist leader. In a statement, the president called it a good day for Israel, the United States, and the world because Sinwar was responsible for the deaths of thousands of people. The White House hopes this moment in the conflict can help bring the hostages home and the war to a close. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump says when it comes to police misconduct,
you're always going to have some bad apples, but they are very, very few.
The former president telling a roundtable in Auburn Hills, Michigan last night, too many officers are being prosecuted when things go wrong on the job.
Literally a quarter of a second to make a decision, and if it's the wrong decision, their life is over.
And Trump says after speaking with the leaders of a number of police unions, he believes officers should be granted immunity for mistakes made in the performance of their duties. During the campaign stop in Grand Rapids last night for Vice President Harris, she said Donald Trump is, quote, no friend of labor.
He encouraged automakers to move their plants out of Michigan so he could pay, they could pay their workers less.
A major small business advocate is blasting a plan from the Democratic presidential nominee to offer a $50,000 tax credit for new startups.
The Job Creators Network says Harris's proposal is an insult to small business owners. Officials are questioning why benefits should be given to startups who may or may not use a delayed benefit. Meanwhile, they point out no benefit would be offered at all to the tens of millions of small business owners already serving their customers and communities.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting another winning session on Wall Street Friday. Stocks were up to new record high closing numbers. This is SRN News. Would you prefer that your pastor endorse politicians? Michael Harrington looks at a study that asks that question.
The fact is, if a clergyman promotes a candidate for office from the pulpit, he puts the church's tax-exempt status at risk, and a Lifeway research poll finds 98% of preachers never do it. However, the same poll indicates nearly one-third of Americans see no problem with a pastor urging people to vote for a particular politician during his sermon. 45% don't mind clergy endorsements so long as they happen outside of church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The persecution of Christians around the world is at a peak right now. In fact, the experts say there may be no precedent in modern history for the number of Christian believers being persecuted. The faith does continue to spread, however. The Pew Research Center projects that by the year 2060, there will actually be 34% more Christians on earth than there were in 2015. This is SRN News. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on another government investigation into Boeing's safety compliance.
The FAA says its review will examine key areas of safety procedures. Last week, the Transportation Department's Inspector General said there are weaknesses in FAA's oversight. The auditor said the FAA failed to ensure Boeing and its suppliers are meeting engineering and design requirements for parts, and that it's failed to investigate claims Boeing's putting improper pressure on its safety inspectors. I'm Jackie Quinn.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. That means it's a perfect time to learn more about protecting yourself from scams. Scammers are finding new ways to steal money and personal information, and the experts say consumers should be more vigilant about who they trust, especially when it comes to any online exchange of information or transaction. More on these stories at srnnews.com.